we recognize the talents of Jason Kanz, not only a neuropsychologist, but a radio personality for us here in his birthday month of October on this October 5th. The countdown is on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday. Colder temps on the way.
Yeah, I saw Sarah Stokes had posted something, I don't know, yesterday or today that said that in Wisconsin, the temperatures were going to be in the 90s and the 30s this week, which is shocking.
Crazy.
So, yeah, I guess that's living in Wisconsin in the fall. So
that's interesting. I knew that in western Wisconsin we got into the 80s, but what, there's parts of Wisconsin that got into the 90s?
Yeah, I don't know if it actually got that high or not, but I think that was the forecast that she had shown.
Right.
And supposed to get down to 38 or something like that.
If there's anybody I trust, it's Sarah Stokes. So, I mean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of, even if it's even close to that, that's a big swing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I know, talking about the temperatures and windy, I mean, it's just like the transition to fall. You can see one season handing the baton to another and saying, here, it's your turn. So
right, yeah. It's like one just gets blown right off into the east. And so, yeah.
So make your argument why that's, that makes this the best month of the year.
You know, I like the cooler temperatures.
Yeah.
I think as a larger person, the cooler temperatures coming in, the idea of wearing flannels, and we talked about it earlier, kind of, pumpkin and apple and, you know, those sorts of things. I think there's just a coziness that comes with fall. I just wish it hung around a little bit longer.
You know,
it does.
And again, I contend for June, but I can't say I can use the word cozy or flannel, either of those, for June. So.
Yeah, that's true enough. That's true enough. Yeah.
All right. So pumpkin spice or apple, what should be the flavor of fall?
I think apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, I don't recall hearing about pumpkin spice a whole lot other than around Thanksgiving until several years ago, I guess.
Right.
I think Starbucks really made that a huge thing, and now it's everywhere.
And I should finally say it was 25 years ago today on my way to work here, and 12 days until Peggy and I were going to tie the knot, and I hit a deer. And so that was quite and survived it. I mean, it was like wham and smashed the windshield. And I think I still drove, finished getting here. So I was going to ask for people's deer collision stories. Have you hit one or more deer?
I have never, knock on wood, I have never hit a deer.
All right.
Yes.
Well, may that
been
be the case.
Many times.
Station vehicle coming back from doing a basketball game in Wausau hit a deer another time. Second, John, love letters 63. We're almost to the end. Larry Crabb, 66 love letters. Second, John, watch out. The deepest truth is the most easily missed. And for Second John, in the epilogue, the story everyone needs to hear, the Bible in 66 paragraphs, Larry takes some time with Second John. It goes like this. Mm-hmm. I want you to love, to relate, there it is again, in real life to real people. Young people who live more in the felt moment than in my enduring truth. Older folks who wish things wouldn't change. And the great majority of people who do their best to manage their everyday lives without compromising their values or surrendering their visions for a good life. Live in the real world as a real person. You feel down, you pay bills, you get lonely, you enjoy golf. My son was a real person, a boy who lived with a mother and dad, a young man who learned a trade, an adult who danced at a wedding, cried at a funeral, prayed when things got rough, and died for a cause he believed in. My son lived the real life I call you to live, divine energy visible in common humanity. I don't know that we're going to get to Mark today, because Second John took a while.
That's quite a bit. Yeah, that's a mouthful. I was even just thinking as you were reading through that, the idea of realness. I was journaling this morning some about authenticity and thinking about how important that is in our lives, but not always celebrated, I think, in certain spaces. One of the things I appreciate about my friendship with you is that we can be real with one another, and I'm just really grateful for that.
I just saw some, it's funny you say that, because having just started this men's group on Monday night, and I just saw something on a post yesterday, and I wonder if I sent it to myself. I think I might have. But it's just the idea of 74% of guys. Here it is. Here's a sobering finding. 76% of men don't have a friend a close and trusted friend that they can share anything with on any topic.
Yeah. Not surprising, but astounding at the same time. So
that's a recent survey of the Center for American Life. That's more than three quarters of men.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That's sad and shocking and not surprising.
Yeah. Wow. So I guess, well, and we'll close. But Larry, one of Larry's things is, if, as a guy, if you have a secret that you need to find at least one other person, probably another guy, that you can share that with, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, I think bringing that out in the open for sure.
There we go. Good enough. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIV. The number today is 78. That's the percentage of women who wish their guy got pedicures. Why? All right, it's Try It Again Thursday. No, we didn't have Win It Wednesday yesterday because of Partner Pledge Day, but we're going back to Tuesday trivia, and we never got the right answer to our question. What was our question? We'll tell you in a moment. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Halvo and Caleb back together again on this Thursday, October Connect Month. Goal of 500 connects. We've got 86 so far. Hey, we're giving away the Afters Fear No More CD, and how about Culver's? Oh, always delicious, right? A double deluxe value basket, and Caleb, a two-scoop raspberry sundae. Delish.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, so we've got that on the line here. The question is, more than 400,000 Americans do what? Now, there may be a lot of things, but we've got something in mind, and we've even let you know it is work-related. So, the wrong answers have included: file for unemployment, ride a bike to work, owning your own business, vote by absentee ballot, quit our jobs, go on vacation, looking for a new job, file taxes late, pre-buy a gravesite. Not every guest had to do with work. Even though people are like, I think it's something else. Call in late or sick to work, balance your checkbook, hit the snooze button, go out to eat, go out for lunch, I guess. Fail to file taxes early, walk to work, Uber to work, bus to work, retire early, work from home, or change jobs.
All right.
I don't know what that leaves.
Man, I mean, there's a lot of different things that I suppose you can still think up, and it starts by giving us a call at 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses, so give it a whirl here, 715-723-2555, for some great prizes.
Yeah, I'd love to win this prize package myself. The Afters, 10 songs on Fear No More, that CD, and the Culver's double deluxe value basket and a two-scoop raspberry sundae. 723-2555 to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michael from Eau Claire.
Hey, Michael.
Okay, I was honestly expecting somebody else to answer before me.
Okay.
Let's say carpool.
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 Okay.
Of all those answers, that was not one given, and that's not it.
Not carpool. Try again, Michael from Eau Claire. 715-723-2555. We did give you that hint, or Dawson Halvo gave you the hint. Uh-huh. It's work-related. More than 400,000 Americans do what?
Uh-huh. 723-2555, as we had people calling in with that yesterday here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB as well for our Partner Pledge Day. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jackie from Eau Claire.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, I was just wondering, is it sending emails to people?
Sending emails. A lot of people do that.
That's right. Is it 400,000? It's maybe more than that, I think. Yeah, but thanks right. for trying.
Try again. Thank you. 715-723-2555.
We've got another caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, bring their own stapler.
Bring their own stapler. That's very specific. I like
it. Yeah, that is very specific. Is that it? Sorry.
Now bring their own stapler. I mean, I will say around the office here, there's a specific stapler that I prefer. That's
uh-huh.
for sure.
Is that right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it in your office?
No. It's over by Sue's desk.
All right. Very good. Good morning. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michael from Eau Claire.
All right, Michael.
Is it work from home?
Work from home.
And we give you a long list of wrong answers. Is that the correct answer? That's not it either.
Not working from home. Good guess, though.
Yeah.
We'll more than 400,000 Americans do what? It's work-related.
Yeah, it is work. I mean, you know the answer, Caleb, right? It is work-related.
It is.
All right, 723-2555. People scratching their heads. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to guess don't take breaks at work.
Oh.
Don't take breaks. That's thinking
creative. And see, what you're thinking is there's millions and millions and millions of Americans who work and only 400,000 don't take breaks.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I like the thought pattern here.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Is that the right answer? Sorry.
Not what we're looking for. Good guess, though.
All right. Looks like they kind of ran out of gas here, Caleb. So
we'll try it again, I guess.
We have Farmer John with us in an hour, so we'll try it again after 7:45 here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. But again, we mentioned Fear No More from the Afters, part of the gift package here, along with the goodies from Culver's. All right, try it again Thursday, WWIB. We started with a question on Tuesday. We gave people three different cracks at it. Didn't get the right answer. Skip Partner Pledge Day and back at it this morning, Caleb, and still looking for a winner.
Yes, so 715-723-2555, the studio line. Call in, give us your best answer. And again, no penalty for wrong answers, so you can guess more than once if you get through. But a pretty nice prize package up for grabs here.
Yeah, the Afters Fear No More, but boy, this Culver's getting some attention. Your own free double deluxe value basket, and you want dessert? How about a two-scoop raspberry sundae?
There you go. All right, so the question, more than 400,000 Americans do what?
Uh-huh.
And we've told you this is work-related. So more than 400,000 Americans do what? And it's work-related.
Yeah.
Some of the wrong answers from earlier this hour. It is not carpooling. It's not sending emails. It's not bringing their own stapler to work. It's not working from home. It's not taking breaks while you're supposed to be working. None of those things. More than 400,000 Americans do what? It is work-related. For those prizes from Culver's and great music from us here at WWIB, what could it be? 715-723-2555. Give us a guess.
And at this point, you're going to feel, you know, not only those prizes, but like, hey, I got the right answer, right? So kind of proud for your accomplishment. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to guess, don't use their scheduled, like, vacation time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't use your vacation. Because there are a lot of people, again, who let their vacay go unused.
Why?
Is that what it is, Havel? Don't use all your allotted vacation time.
It's not.
It's not. Thank you, Sherry. Try again. Again, the number to call, don't text it in. 715-723-2555. Got to call in live on the air to be eligible here.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Terry from Cadot.
Hey, Terry.
Hey,
go right ahead.
Deliver the mail.
Deliver the mail. 400,000 mail carriers.
That's a good try.
Not deliver the mail. Thank you, Terry. All right, again, 715-723-2555, 2555. Dial us up, get on the air and guess.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, well.
That's the tough question. It's even tougher sometimes than the trivia we think up here. More than 400,000 Americans do what? Do this. It is work-related.
Hi, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marion from Tony.
Hey, Marion. Tony, the home of Jimmy Leonard. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, nap at work.
Nap at work.
Uh-huh.
Man. I go home to nap, but still, sometimes I wish I could
nap at work. My other job, that's not it.
Not nap at work. Thank you, Marion. Call us back.
I
in the great town of Tony.
Give another hint. Here's what I'm going to say is it's the opposite of, you know, I want to say the opposite of that. While Marion was saying, you know, actually resting on the job, this
would have to do with getting less rest.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So there you go. That's our hint. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Melody from Eau Claire.
Hi, Melody.
What do you think?
I think pack their lunch.
Sure. Pack, brown bag it, pack a lunch. Is it pack a lunch to eat at work? Saves a lot of money. Not pack a lunch. Thank you, Melody. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
I remember when Scott Walker ran for governor and the first time, like 2000, well, anyhow. And he talked about, he packed the ham sandwich, and it was like every day, same lunch, you know, so one less decision to make. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Cheryl from Eau Claire.
Hi, Cheryl.
What do you think?
I am thinking it's one of those time punch machines.
Mm. Oh, using like an old-fashioned time card?
Yep, the old-fashioned time card,
okay.
Yep.
Yeah, good guess.
All right.
Is that what we're looking for, Havel?
It's not, Caleb.
It's not, but I always thought, I think I had to use that think in college when I worked in food service or something. I always thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, there's been a couple of different jobs. Maybe I've had that, but not recently. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Man, that question is really getting people today.
Good morning. Try another one. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Hey, Vicky, what do you think?
Is it working overtime?
Is it working overtime?
Have we had that guest yet? I'm not sure, but let's see if that's the correct answer. It's not.
Not working overtime. Thank you, Vicky. More than 400,000 Americans do what? This is work-related. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, give us a call at 715-723-2555.
We're going to take two more, Taylor. Two more.
Two more.
Hi, what's your answer?
My name is Rachel from Rice Lake.
Yes?
And is it drink coffee?
Rachel from Rice Lake, is it drink coffee?
Caleb, is that it?
It's not. It's not. But Rachel from Rice Lake, thanks for calling in from my hometown, but yeah, not drink coffee. Call back.
Great.
If you can get through.
Great to have a younger listener. You're the last guest this go-round. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jody Wellscott from Oliva. Is it get a promotion?
Is it get a promotion at work?
Sorry, Jody.
But I like the way that she's thinking, because it's like, oh, you know what? When you get promoted,
yeah,
at least at some jobs, you end up working a lot harder than you did before.
Oh, so many great answers. So we'll give it one more try after 8:45.
Well, we are joined once again by Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee. Farmer John, how are you on this beautiful October day?
Well, I'm excellent. What a beautiful morning.
It really is gorgeous out there, and I know you guys have dealt with some of that Wisconsin weather for what was supposed to be your opening weekend, but now hopefully things are drying off a little bit more, and I'm guessing you had a great turnout last Saturday and particularly last Sunday, as gorgeous as the weather was then.
We did. The weather was great last weekend. It was great to see people. This weekend is going to feel like fall.
Yeah, it sure is. Those temperatures in the 50s, and as I'm at govansfarm.com, which we encourage people to do, I see that you may have had some weather struggles, but you've still got so many different opportunities, so many different weekends for people to take advantage of all of your many fall offerings, right?
We do. You know what? The haunted trail opens up this weekend, and I just, you know, every time I call, it seems like I talk about the weather, but the weather's going to feel like fall this week, and it's going to be such a beautiful time to get out and enjoy the fall and enjoy the harvest. As a farmer, I end up talking about the weather.
There you go. And I know I saw on your Facebook page as well, and hopefully folks will follow Govan's Farm on Facebook, you have a flashlight trail as well, too. So bring your own flashlight for folks who want to try and challenge themselves in a corn maze after dark. That flashlight trail is a great option for families.
It is. Families are not families. It's a great date.
Sure.
A great place to come on a date in the evening, too.
Yeah.
And the farm babies will be here. We've got farm babies. Saturdays and Sundays, the barn is open. We've got some baby chicks. We've got some lambs.
People need to make sure they carve out enough time, though, for this, because it's going to take... there's so much. I mean, don't rush through this. I mean, really kind of give yourself time to... And, hey, no Packer game on Sunday, so enjoy, huh?
Oh, that's great. We always check the Packers schedule, and we know that's going to have an effect. So no Packers on Sunday, so plan your outing to Govan.
Yeah.
Again, the farm babies, too, so you enjoy them a lot of time in the spring. Well, you can enjoy some farm babies now, that 11-acre corn maze. But also, I mean, Farmer John, there are a lot of other activities, too. I know, really proud of what you just did to the slide. I mean, you repainted it. It looks gorgeous. We've seen that before, and it's always a lot of fun. But, I mean, you put in a lot of work to just bring that to a whole nother level in terms of fun and just a great appearance as well with that big slide.
Right. And, you know, I think that fresh coat of paint made it faster.
Sure.
Yeah, so again,
I really think it did. It's come on out and give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots and lots of fun at Govan's, and don't forget about the food. Wow, we could spend a whole segment on the concessions area, from apple cider donuts to apple cider s'mores. People can fill up. I mean, don't eat before. Make sure you plan to eat at Govan's, right?
Absolutely. Make sure to get a pretzel pizza.
Mm. Oh, wow. Somehow I missed that before.
That
I didn't know there was
unique.
Pretzel pizza.
Yeah.
That's great.
That is
that is new this fall, and the pretzel pieces are just out of this world.
So is that like a pretzel crust on the outside, or what's the...
It's a pretzel on the bottom with cheese and salami, or pepperoni.
Okay.
There
fantastic.
You go. Man, fantastic. Don't forget about the pumpkin cannon, the apple cannon, and again, Farmer John, as we finish up here, you do have... again, pumpkins, gourds, squash for sale as well, too, for fall decorating. The kids, I'm sure, will love getting to pick out their perfect pumpkin at Govan's.
We do, and the pumpkin crop this year is amazing, and they're all big.
There you go.
It's my pumpkin crop. I don't know how we managed to pull it off with the dry conditions, but we just have a beautiful pumpkin crop. And if you want a large pumpkin, any pumpkin is $6. And I know we've got 40-pound pumpkins in the field if you look for them.
Wow. A 40-pound pumpkin for $6. There
Absolutely.
You go. Farmer John from Govan's Farm. Again, govansfarm.com. All the details. Follow them on Facebook as well. We'll chat with you again soon, but hoping for another wonderful weekend at Govan's. Again, you're just outside of Menominee.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Farmer John, again, those hours 5 to 10 on Friday evenings. And then also Saturday, 10 to 10, and Sunday, 11 to 5. Mentioned the Packers don't play till Monday night. Well, it started as Tuesday trivia. We took a break on Win It Wednesday for Partner Pledge Day. And here we're back on Try It Again Thursday, Caleb.
And this is your last try on Try Again Thursday as well. The question started out as this. It hasn't changed. More than 400,000 Americans do what? More than 400,000 Americans do what? We've told you it's work-related, and Havel, last hour you gave a clue that really it ends up making you work harder, right? It
right.
has to do with, I guess, working more, working harder, right?
Yeah, we had, somebody had said, is it taking a nap? And I'm like, oh, kind of the opposite of that. Rather
yeah.
than resting, it's harder, right?
So, more than 400,000 Americans do what? It's work-related. Incorrect guesses so far today. It's not carpooling, not sending emails, not bringing your own stapler to work, not working from home, not taking breaks while you're at work. Not failing to use your allotted vacation time. It's not delivering the mail. It's not taking naps at work. It's not packing a lunch. It's not using an old-fashioned time card. Not working overtime. Not drinking coffee on the job. And not getting a promotion. What is it? More than 400,000 Americans do what? It's work-related. And we've got a CD and some food prizes.
Yes, we do. Culver's. We both love Culver's. How about a double deluxe value basket? I'm looking at that burger right now. Just getting hungry. And I've also got for dessert a 2-scoop raspberry sundae. This is so good, and you're going to love it. So give us the right answer, 715-723-2555. I believe Beth in Eau Claire, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, Mark.
All right, Beth, what do you think?
How you doing? Good. Is it possibly going into work early in the morning?
Ah,
going
okay.
into work early in the morning, like Mark does.
Do 400,000 people join me? That's not it.
Not going to work okay, early. Thanks. Thank you, Beth from Eau Claire. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Have we ever had a contest go to a Friday? And I guess that wouldn't be fair because we didn't play at all on Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, true, so,
all right.
true.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Susan from Cadet.
Hi.
What do you think?
Is it work two jobs?
Is it work two jobs? So do 400,000 Americans work two jobs? Not just one, but two jobs, Susan from Cadet.
I need to just confer with Caleb. Is that the correct answer?
It's indeed. Yes, Susan from Gadot, you are the winner. 400,000 Americans do this, Havel.
Yeah, 400,000 Americans work two full-time jobs. So listen, I don't quite qualify. I work two jobs, a lot of hours for two of them, but they're not both full-time. They're really more like heavy part-time. And so, but imagine two full-time, to me, is full-time is like 40 hours or more, right?
Yeah, that's a lot of
it
work.
Is.
That's
yeah.
a lot of work. Susan, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for getting this solved. Hang on the line, and we'll let you know where you can come to pick up your prizes. Yeah, 400,000 Americans working not one but two full-time jobs.
Yeah, we
kind of makes the people who are taking a lot of breaks at work say, hey, maybe get on the horn and work a little harder.
There you go. So, again, congratulations, Susan. We'll have your prizes here. The After CD and the Culver's goodies, just stop by and pick it up here at WWIB.